places, in dry places, He makes flowers grow. Yes, God, your oasis, where His grace is, living waters flow. Let's sing it. God is your oasis tonight. How many of you know God's here to give you a blessing tonight? How many of you know that God's bigger than all your problems tonight? Give Him a big hand clap of praise if you love Him. Praise the Lord. What a privilege it is to be in the house of God. What an opportunity the Lord has given us just to come and worship Him in spirit and in truth. And we certainly appreciate this privilege, don't we? Are you glad to be in church tonight? Are you glad to be a Christian tonight? Turn around, shake somebody's hand, give them a nice warm smile, a good strong handshake, and tell them you're glad to see them in church. God bless you. Play some more, brother, if you will. Say praise the Lord. Amen. God bless you tonight. I'm going to let you be seated for a few minutes while we look at our prayer requests. We got a lot we want to let you know about tonight. Brother David, if you get ready to come tonight, lead us to the Lord on behalf of our prayer requests. Let me make this announcement. Brother West wanted to let you know that there will be no teen Bible study on Monday. There will be a teen and young adult prayer meeting on Thursday from about 6 to 8 p.m. So remember that on Thursday there'll be a prayer meeting for the teen and the young adult. So remember that tonight. Sister Linda, Brother Daniel Nunley want us to acknowledge some visitors here with us tonight. Want to welcome to the service Dana and Sharon Darr and their family from North Carolina. Where would you folks be? Just raise your hand real high so we can see you. Help me out over here. Where are they at? God bless you. Give them a nice hand tonight. Glad to have you in the service. Praise the Lord. I want to remember Brother Jack Johnson prayer tonight. He injured his back on Wednesday. The doctors have put him on medication. That isn't helping, and he has to go back next week to the doctor again. So please pray that the Lord would touch our brother. We love Brother Jack Yance, don't we? So remember him in prayer tonight as you pray. If you would, remember my wife in prayer tonight. I had to take Glenda to med care today. They determined she has vertigo, so she's very, very sick, very dizzy tonight. Remember her in prayer. Also, our little granddaughter, Emma, if you just keep her in your heart, remember her in your prayers as you pray. I want to pray for Sister Lisa Vaughn, Sister Connie Badillo, who are both homesick tonight. Also, please pray for Sister Lisa to find some work. She was laid off last week and is in need of a job. Thank you, and may God bless. So let's remember that need tonight as we pray. Brother Reese sends this in to remember my sister and her husband in Knoxville having some financial difficulties. So let's remember them as we pray. And also, his nephew got some facial injuries and wants us to remember him in prayer tonight as we pray also. This is from Sister Ruth from Canada. Just many, many things in her life that she needs help from the Lord, and just so numerous that I'm not going to go into all of it, but she's don't have anybody to turn to as far as family, and she just really struggling. But we know that we're serving a God that's bigger than what her problem is. She streams these services on a regular basis and is very blessed, and we just want to continue to pray for our sister there in Canada. Just turn this in as a prayer request. Very complicated situation. The Lord knows all the details, and she's acknowledged that. So let's remember that prayer request tonight as we pray. Tony Wheaton sends this in to please pray for my wife's grandmother, who got a bad report about her liver yesterday. The doctor said her liver is slowly dying. Please pray with us that the Lord would touch her soon, because she means the world to us. Thank you, and may God bless. So let's remember that prayer request tonight. Brother Jose and Sister Elizabeth Manley, they have a co-worker that is dealing with some family problems, and she asked for prayer for God's help in this situation. Also, I would like to request prayer for God's guidance on a positive job change for Elizabeth. Thank you, and may God bless. So we'll just commit that to the Lord. One of the pray for the needs of several people that Sister Ruth has sent in. God knows their needs, and he knows their names, and he knows the needs in their lives. This is from Sister Ruth Jacks, so we just commit that unto the Lord tonight. Ask God to be mindful of that situation also. We'll remember Tammy Sutherland in prayer. She's sick in body. Let's pray for her tonight. Brother Gary Harris sends this in to please continue to remember Sister Gwendolyn Farmer in prayer. She's been on a respirator for about 14 days. They will try to take her off of it on Monday. She's not doing well at this time. We pray that God's perfect will is done. Pray for the family also. So let's remember that need tonight. John Meadow sends this in to please pray for Sister Vicky's mother in Florida that just rushed her to the hospital with brain infections. So let's pray for that need tonight. And want to pray for Lorraine Hale. I hope I got that name right. Brother Danny Barclay's mother is still in rehab with swelling in her back. So let's remember that need tonight as we pray. And then most, I'm sure all of you know that Brother Byron Palmer, Sister Pauline Palmer, left us, I guess, one on maybe Wednesday. Was it Wednesday morning, Thursday morning? Early, about 5 o'clock, maybe Thursday morning, I guess it was. And I just wonder what kind of time she's had so far. I'm sure it's been totally out of this world. I'm sure of that. And so we want to pray for Brother Byron and that the family, that the Lord would just comfort their hearts. I think this service is going to be here 7 o'clock on Monday night. I'm trying to operate from memory here, but we'll have better details on it in the morning. But we want to pray for that family nonetheless, that the Lord would just be with them. Are you glad you love the Lord tonight? Amen. Brother Larry, I got one more request here. It says to please pray for Sister Tanya and me. We're under the weather tonight, so let's pray for their health, that the Lord would be with them. you have an unspoken prayer request, something you'd like for this group to pray about. How many of you know that we can count on each other to pray for us? I'm glad we've got that consolation. When I request prayer, I know that somebody here is going to pray. Maybe not when I think they should, maybe not all at one time, but somebody's going to remember your request. I'm glad we've got that confidence in God and our brothers and sisters. Let's stand tonight, sing that chorus together one more time. Brother David Seiler, come, brother, and let's invite the presence of the Lord and ask Him to have His divine will in these requests tonight. I know God is your oasis.
Tonight. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy. You see the many requests that's been turned in tonight, Lord. We're expecting you to move upon each one. Lord, the great things that you've done for us already, we want to praise you for them and thank you for them. You see, Lord, the many that's sick and afflicted, some of these requests that's been turned in, Lord, they're desperate. They need you to move on their behalf. Lord, you said that you're a present tense God, a present help during the time of trouble. So we approach you tonight, Lord, and ask that you would move upon these needs. Lord, for our brother Jack Yance, Lord, you see the enemy's afflicted his body over and over this year, but Lord, we're going to claim victory on his behalf. Lord, we send prayers of faith his way tonight, Lord, and ask that you would just touch him, Lord, in a great way. Raise him up, Lord. Take the affliction from his body tonight. Lord, you see each one, Lord. You see, Lord, as a loved one has been lost, Lord. We pray for Brother Palmer and this family, Lord. May you just come and comfort their souls, Lord. May you be with them tonight, I pray. Lord, be with our pastor as he speaks tonight, Lord, and preaches. May you just anoint him in a great way to bless the church there in Michigan, Lord. And we just ask that you'd have liberty amongst the children of God tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother David. God bless you. Ushers, if you'll come at this time, we'll receive the evening offering you give us unto the Lord. If you're a visitor here tonight and I didn't call your name, may God bless you. We're certainly glad to have each and every one of you here. All those that are streaming this service tonight, may God bless those folks as well. We appreciate them, and I know these services mean a lot to them, and we just pray that they'll always be blessed by the services here at Happy Valley. We've got members around the world that consider this their home church, and we appreciate them, and we want to pray for them and say nice things about them. Even though we don't even know them, we want to be good to them, don't we? Amen. Let's sing a song tonight, buddy. I've got so much to thank him for. How about you? Let's see if we can do that. And I've got so much to thank him for, so much to praise him for, you see. He's been so good to me. When I look around. So good to see Brother Junior Davis back in service with us. Been very sick, but the Lord has brought our brother back. Amen. Brother Junior, God bless you, buddy. We appreciate you. We've been praying for you, and I know that you're the hands of the great physician. I know he's going to take care of you. I know that with all my heart. Well, my little six-year-old grandson said, "Papa, when you go to church and sing that song, Make It Rain." I said, "Do you mean Let It Rain?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "Sing that song about making it rain." So we got a wonderful brother with us tonight, Brother Tim Burdett. He comes up here and steals her heart, takes it back to South Carolina, and comes back every time. He just steals her heart. But we sure love our brother, don't we? He's going to come and sing and preach to us. But just before Brother Tim comes tonight, let's sing that little chorus. Had a beautiful rain shower just about all day long. Now may it rain on your soul here tonight. May God anoint that man right over there to give him the words. He don't know what you need. He don't know what I need. But God knows what every one of us needs. God's able to give him words that'll help every one of us. You believe that? Amen. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Oh, sweet Jesus, we'll open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Oh, sweet Jesus,
we need you.
We need your rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Sweet Lamb of God, we need your rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Yes, let it rain. Let it rain. We need the rain on our let it rain. How many has got that desire tonight? Oh, let's give him a hand clap of praise.
Amen. I don't know if I can get a song out tonight. My voice is gone. My throat's gone. Four services this week, so it's about put me out. But if you was here, you'd be preaching. They said, David Seiler. I said, what am I doing here? All the preachers in this church, man, but God's good, ain't he? He's so good to us, so wonderful to us. You can be seated. We'll try to get one song out. You have that song, Brothers, Walked on the Water? I think that's the name of it. But yeah, kept getting worse and worse through the week. My voice did, and I says, wow, what am I going to do now? I didn't even bring the first song, Brother Harry. What's the name of that song? Is that the name of that song? I can't think of the name of it. I'll just look at you for a minute. Yeah, that might be it. Well, I think that's the name of it, ain't it? I'll try to sing it, and if they got the words, because I can't remember it. It's good to be in church, ain't it? Man, been looking forward to coming up here for about 3 or 4 weeks. And when Brother Leniel, you text me yesterday. I think it was yesterday, wasn't it, buddy? You text me yesterday. I was about having a fit. I was crying and worshiping, and there was tears flowing. Brother David, I said, wow. When I got through, I checked it, and it was you. So just praying for the service. Pray that God would just say something and do something for us. That's the greatest thing that we could receive tonight from him. If I mess up, and something, would you just take it, brother? Is that G, buddy? As I kneel in the darkness, in the middle of the night, I'm praying for assurance, everything's gonna be alright. Lord, I see another battle out in front of me. I'm afraid I won't be able, and I'll go down in defeat. He said, I walked on the water, I calmed the raging sea. I spoke to the winds, it hushed and I gave you peace. Didn't I run to your rescue? Didn't I hear you when you called? I walk right beside you so you just would not fall. Didn't I leave all of heaven just to die for your sins? I searched until I found you. I'll do it all again. He said, now do you remember where I brought you from? Just take a look behind you and just how far you have come. And every time you have asked me, didn't I deliver you? So why would you be thinking that I would not see it through? He said, I walked on the water, I calmed the raging sea. I spoke to the wind, oh, it hushed, and I gave you peace. Didn't I run to your rescue? Didn't I hear you when you called? I walked right beside you so you would not fall. Didn't I leave all of heaven just to die for your sins? I searched until I found you, and I'll do it all again. Now said she's talking to her father in a house that was a home. said, Lord, my bills are coming due in 6 days, just ain't that long. She hears a voice so still and low, says, I've moved like that before. I'll do this little thing for you, and I'll give you so much more. He said, I walk on the water, I calm the raging sea. Spoke to the winds, it hushed, gave you peace. Didn't I run to your rescue? Didn't I hear you? Glory! I walk right beside you, so you just would not fall. Didn't I leave all of heaven? I'm gonna die for your sins. I searched until I found you. I would do it all again. Listen now. Said she is talking to her father in a house that was once a home. She said, my bills are coming due, Lord. 6 days just ain't that long. And she hears a voice so still and low. Said, I've moved like that before. I'll do this little thing for you, and I'll give you so much.
Child, I calm the raging sea. I spoke to the wind, it hushed and I gave you peace. Didn't I run to your rescue? Didn't I hear you when you called? I walked right beside you just so you wouldn't fall. Didn't I leave all of heaven just to die for your sin? Searched until I found you, and I'd do it all again. Oh, I calmed the raging sea. I spoke to the wind. It hushed and I gave you peace. I'm to your rescue. I hear you when you fall. I'm right beside you. Until I found you, and I'd do it all again.
Amen, amen. Oh, isn't he wonderful? Let's sing this as we go in. Everybody sing it together if you would. And Brother Harry, you help me out. Holy Spirit, rain down, rain down. Oh, comforter and friend, how we need the touch again.
Spirit,
how many wants that tonight?
Rain down.
Oh, let's sing it now.
Amen. Ain't he wonderful? Again, I say it's a privilege to be with you tonight. We greet you in the name of Jesus Christ. Good to see all of you again. And each one of you, Brother David, good to see you again, buddy. Brother Gene, they come minister for me quite often and they're just a blessing. They are wonderful and good to see all of you. Really is good to see all of you. Turn with me, if you have your Bibles, to Luke 10. Read just a couple of scriptures and just been battling. You know how Satan don't want the word spoke and don't want the word to be the voice of God to come forth. And I know if we've all come to hear from God that we will hear from him. I know that if we come to hear me, then that's all you will hear is me. But I believe God's able to speak. So you pray for my voice. I'll get through. I got three more services to go and then I should be able to rest a couple of days. But God's got the, he can do it, can't he? He can do it. Wonderful, wonderful scriptures here. The authority of your words when you speak. That's what we've come in this hour, Brother David. It seems like there's so many people has forgot they've got the word of the Lord with them. We've come so late this hour. It seems like so many people's forgot that they have a voice. That's in the natural and the spiritual. Look at the natural side of it. Look what we got up yonder in Washington. You know why? Because the voice has been silenced. You know why God don't work in a lot of churches anymore? The revival's gone in a lot of places because the voice has been silenced. Satan don't want nobody to see the words that when you speak them, there's authority behind that. And Satan can't stand it, Brother Tim, when you realize who you are. Amen. In Luke 10, verse 18, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from the heaven. Behold, I give you power to tread on serpents, scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. May the Lord add his blessings as you're seated today. Maybe a little evangelistical style. Maybe a message like what Brother David would preach, evangelistical style, with running, jumping, shouting, screaming, hollering, sweating, and all of that, you know. And maybe I'll be a little Baptist in the morning and see how it goes. But now begin to think about this subject here and how that Jesus began to speak this and how he says, I'll give you power over all the enemy. Doesn't give you power over just a portion of the enemy. Doesn't give you power just over one little place in your life. But notice when you come to overcome, a lot of people overcome, but Brother David, what I have seen, they don't conquer the thing. So there's many people overcome, but if you don't conquer it, then that thing will come back again. So you've got to conquer it. You've got to overcome it. Then you've got to conquer the very thing that you've overcome. So I want you to watch here. I want to ask the question, what is it, not just Happy Valley, but my church at home and every church is in this message. What are we afraid of? We say we've got the truth. We say we've got the word. Is that right? Jesus says himself here, nothing shall by any means hurt you. So in other words, there's nothing that Satan can lay on you or bring your way that can hurt you. And he tells us not to rejoice. If you read on the scriptures, you'll find he goes ahead and tells us not to rejoice because devils are subject to you, but rejoice because your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Is that right? But as he begins to tell us, now I want you to watch where Jesus is going this. Rejoice because your names is in the Lamb's Book of Life. That's powerful. I mean, that's powerful. Don't rejoice because you heal the sick one time. Don't rejoice because you see devils are subject, but rejoice because I wrote your name down. Rejoice because what I've done for you. Oh, hallelujah. Now notice this power that he gives you. It means to have authority, to have jurisdiction, to have strength, and to be crowned. To have authority, to have jurisdiction, to have strength, and to be crowned. Now in the beginning, when God gave Adam this power, notice the scriptures as it flows through the Bible this way. In the beginning, when God gave Adam this same power, the prophet of God tells us that he had the title deed within his hand. Is that right? When he could actually name the animals, he could say, wind, be still. He could say, tree, be plucked up, moved over here. Everything he would speak, it would have to listen to him. Why? Because God gave him that. And when God gave him that, he knew, by being of the image of God, he knew, Brother David, what God wanted him to do with that. And Brother Bob says, you've got to know your position and to know your place. So when God give you the same power, you say, I don't think we have the same power. You ain't been hearing the message that I've heard, and you can't be reading the same books I've read. You can't be hearing the same words that the prophet said, because that's totally contrary to what he's been saying. Now I want you to watch this very closely, friends. I've been praying for the service this week. And as I said, when Brother Lenio called me, I was crying like a baby, Brother David, just for the service, wanting God to do something for us. But notice as his, when Adam lost this power, he lost his jurisdiction, he lost his authority. It now, and now listen closely, we know the title deed went back into the hands of the original owner, which is God. Right? But yet, now listen closely, Brother Bam tells us this now, but the power, the authority, jurisdiction, so to speak, was actually transferred to Satan for a season. Now Brother Bam says Satan's had authority or jurisdiction over this earth for 6,000 or 7,000 years. He said, now it's time for the body to move in and take back what was originally hers. You understand what I'm saying? So as this power was transferred for a season, but God was going to bring away, he was going to erect his image back again. He was going to build his image up again. That she would be able to take this authority. She would be able to take this jurisdiction, and it would be transferred back to the body of Jesus Christ. Now listen closely, friends. I begin to think of Joshua and Caleb. Brother Bam says, there they went over. He said, oh, I like that. I like that thought. He says, when they came over, 10 come back and said, we look as grasshoppers up on the side of them. Now notice the words. Notice the words they're saying. They haven't even went over, but yet they're already speaking defeat. They haven't even took the land and they're already talking defeat. How can you win knowing you're already going to be defeated? How can you win a race if you stand up at the race and you say, I just don't think I can beat that guy there. I seen him run. He's a little bit faster than me. He may be. But why are you even at the start line if you're already using words of defeat? Some people will come to church and say, well, I doubt if I even, I've heard people say this. I probably won't get nothing tonight. You say that, you don't deserve to get nothing. I mean, I've heard people talk, well, I knew I wasn't going to get nothing when I got there. Well, it was my duty. When you speak words of defeat, Brother Bam said, you're actually talking Satan's language then. Let me tell you something, friends. I don't come to church just to say I can't win. I don't come to church to say, well, man, I sure hope I get something tonight. I sure hope he says something I like tonight. You can't depend on hope. It's like I told my church last week. If you prayed up when you get there, you will get something. But if we've been following around with the world all week and doing this and doing that and hadn't given God no time, then how can we expect to get something? He said, there Joshua and Caleb goes over. 10 comes back and says, we look like grasshoppers. Joshua and Caleb says, we can do it. That's right. But Bible says, why? God promised. Now, Caleb already looked at it, Brother David, as he had already had it. Read the Bible. Joshua and Caleb already looked at that as they already lived in that land. They didn't at the time. They had not fought at the time. They hadn't took their land at the time. But yet they said, we know we can do it. Why? Because the words they were using, they knew by inspiration, they've got to choose the right words. Biggest part of the time, if we'll thank Brother David before we say something, we won't say what we was going to say. That's been proven. If we ready to fly off the handle for a second, if we'll hold it for a second, we won't do that. Many times we won't use the words that we use because of that. 10 preachers. We can't do it. We don't have the ability to do it. I know God said it, but we don't have the ability. Look at the faith and trust they had in God. They had come to church already defeated. They had come to church, Brother Gene, already defeated. My God, help us, Lord. God promised we could do it. God said we could do it. God promised our fathers that what we was going to take, this was our land. And it belongs to us no matter if they got walled cities, they look like giants and everything else. He quit looking at the giants and started looking at the Word. Now no doubt, this come to me while I was sitting there crying the other night when Brother Lenny texted me yesterday. Something struck me and said, why are we so afraid? Why are we so afraid to face the giants in this hour? Things that are so small. There's people that smoke cigarettes. Something little than my pinky. I mean, just a little thing. But yet it's a giant to that individual. You talk to them and they say, I just can't do it. It's got a hold in me. What is this, a giant? Now, I'm not talking to people in here, I'm sure. I hope you don't smoke. If you're smoking, I sure hope the power of God put a fire on you. But they can't get over that little bitty, that's to them, it's a big giant. To me and you, we say, you've lost your mind, just throw them down. But you don't understand many times, well, I don't understand many times, that is a giant to that person. Whether it's, well, whatever it is, if it's pornography or smoking or drinking or whatever it is, as far as the natural. But the thing of it is, in the spiritual realm, Satan says, you can't receive healing. You can't receive this. Your family's going to be lost. Your children's going to be lost. Your daddy and mama, ever who, they're not going to make it. They're not a part of it. And that is a giant that many people cannot get over. Here stood regular men that looked as giants to 10 preachers. All because they were looking at it in different eyes. 10 preachers were looking at it through their eyes. Joshua and Caleb was looking at it through God's eyes. Oh, glory. They were looking at it, Brother David, as God just looking at them as they already gave it. He's already given it to them. And they're already defeated. But yet Joshua and Caleb said, I know that's mine. I know I can take it. Caleb was so full of the power of God. You say the Holy Ghost hadn't even come yet. It hadn't come the way we know it. You tell me what was giving them power. That's one of the biggest things in this message that people and preachers teach, that they had no Holy Ghost back then. What was it then, friends? What was it that led you when you were in sin? When I was in sin, what was it that led me? You did not come to this message because you wanted it. You come because something was pulling, something was drawing. He said they look like giants. He said, but he quit looking at giants and started looking at the Word. And when a man and a woman quit looking at their sickness, quit looking at their disease, and start looking at what God said, then you'll take over. All things are subject to Jesus Christ. And all things are subject to you. See, these people, you know, around this message don't believe that the congregation has nothing. It all just lays in one person. Sometimes it just lays in Brother Brown. Sometimes it lays in Brother Billy Paul or whoever. Sometimes in their pastor. And it don't lay in nobody out here. That's hogwash. Brother Bam says, what about it? He said, you'll take over. All things are subject to Jesus. All things are subject to you. Why is it we have such a hard time quoting that scripture, that quote? He said, all things are subject to you. When you ask in his name and believe, ask what you will in my name and it shall be done. Whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe you receive it, you shall have it. God said so. Let nothing stand in your way. Stop looking at the things you're looking at here. Look at the unseen. See what God said about it. What did God say about it? Now watch this as we begin to go a little farther. In this message here, this is a message I wanted to get to, and who is God? But I said, Joshua, stop the sun. And it's been proven by science. Said when Joshua stopped the sun, it made a scar in the earth. They tried to prove it didn't happen. The more they tried to prove it didn't happen, Brother David, it did happen. Then notice this, Joshua stopped the sun. Somebody said, well, all things are possible with God. Said, nothing's impossible. Now listen, friends, very closely. You've got to understand the words that you choose. If you don't believe God can do anything he wants to tonight in this service, you've got a mental blockage. I don't mean to be disrespectful in any way. But I want you to listen closely. We all quote, all things are possible to God. Nothing's impossible with God. And I believe that, and I know you do. But people stop, Sister Janet, right there. Many of them say all things are possible. Brother Branham was here. If Brother Branham was here tonight, Brother David, we couldn't even got a park in Johnson City, Tennessee. Me and you, if we hadn't got here this morning or yesterday, we wouldn't even got in service tonight. All because of Brother Branham being here tonight. Is that right? I mean, I'd have had to start yesterday morning driving up here. I left at 1 o'clock my house today and still didn't get here till later because of traffic and a rainstorm. So how far back would I have to start coming if it was announced, Brother William Branham, tonight for one night only? We're bringing you the power of God, the healing of the sick, raising of the dead. Any need you have, one night only, he'll be here. Hate to tore this church down. Y'all members here, y'all wouldn't even got a seat in your own seat. But the problem I've got with that, if people are like that, they don't believe God's the same God. Because they're looking at flesh. Brother Brown said the hardest thing to do is look at people and see God. He said that's the thing. People can't look at the Brother David and say there's Jesus Christ. Look at this brother and say there's Jesus Christ. Brother Gene, whoever it would be. Brother Brown said that's the very thing Satan don't want you to see. Joshua stopped the sun because he needed it to stop to win a battle. He knew if the sun went down, he would lose the battle. So he needed the sun to stop in the sky. And he spoke the word coming from him. And the sun stopped. That is even unthinkable. That's unimaginable to the human mind. We cannot even think that could happen. But with God, all things are possible. Then Brother Brown says this, nothing's impossible with God. All things are possible to God. But then he says, and all things are possible to you. Yeah, 20 of y'all got that. Y'all should have been shouting when I said that. Do you realize the prophet of God was talking about you people? Do you realize that when Brother Branham said this, he was thinking of all God's people? He wasn't just thinking of himself. He was thinking of God's body. He said, and all things are possible to you too. What is he talking about? He's saying if Joshua stopped the sun, he had need for that. Then how much more if you've got a need in your life, can you do the same thing? There's no reason that one person leaves this building tonight with any element. There's no reason anybody has to leave with elements in their life, with problems in their life. Every person can be delivered. He said, all things are possible to you. Nothing's impossible to them that can't believe. All things are possible. Brought right down and made you if you'll just believe it. Well, I'm afraid that, and this is your prophet. Well, I'm afraid that the church don't know their authority. Well, I'm afraid the church don't know their authority. I'm afraid the Holy Ghost, but I'm afraid that that Holy Ghost born men doesn't realize their authority or the authority that God has promised to the body. Jesus said, by your words you're justified. By your words you're sanctified. By your words you speak, you're condemned or you're set free. By the very thing, Brother David, that I say can make it or break it. By what you say can make the service or break the service. Do you realize one person can ruin this service tonight? The preacher, I can ruin it tonight if I'm not careful. And one person in this audience can ruin the service tonight. But one person can make the service tonight. You say, oh, it takes 100, 200, 500. It takes one person in the hand of Almighty God. He said, Holy Ghost men don't realize their authority, the authority that God has given them. I'll give you the keys to the kingdom. Whatever you bind on earth. Well, he was talking to Peter. Was not Peter his body? Where did the focus go when Jesus is on earth? Where was the focus? Christ. When Jesus left, where was the focus? In the book of Acts, where was the focus? On the body. Why are we so afraid, Brother Gene, that we're going to take so much focus off of Brother Branham and put too much up on the body? I don't understand it. Why is the church of the living God so afraid that they might take one little thing from Brother Branham? You and I can't take nothing from him if God gave it to him. But people in this message, Brother David, are so afraid. Oh, I can't say nothing. Oh, I might condemn myself. If you've got the Holy Ghost, how can you? He told Peter, I give you the kingdom. Whatever you bind on earth, I'll bind in heaven. Peter, whatever you loose on earth, I'll loose in heaven. Was not he talking to the body? Yeah. Brother Tim, that's 2,000 years ago. But are not you the body?
Sure, we are. Yes, sir.
Then whatever you bind on earth, he'll bind in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth, he'll loose in heaven. Don't go home with that sickness, church. Don't go home with that sickness you've got. I'll give you the keys to the kingdom. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on will be loose. I give you power over serpents, all kinds of diseases and everything. Nothing shall harm you. Exercise your faith. Let it loose. Let God have his way in you, he says. have the keys to then. And then look who he's given the keys to now. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. Now listen, I told you it's going to be an evangelistic style tonight. Pentecostal tonight. I'll preach more. A little different style in the morning. So God didn't give us power, our authority, our jurisdiction over one thing in our life. And the rest of the things, Satan has jurisdiction over us. No. Jesus said all power. A-L-L. Listen, friends, you and I go out in the workplace every day. And we're around devils, demons, spirits, and all kind of wickednesses every day of our life. You know what it says? We come to church 3 times a week. Let's say each service costs at least 2 hours of service. That's 6 hours a week that I give my God for his church. But I'll give my job 50 hours a week. Something don't add up with that picture. And then I'll have people to tell me you went over 10 minutes. Well, you know, you didn't preach this long last week. But yet, we don't mind giving our employer 50 hours a week. 50 hours a week, I'm around devils, I'm around demons, I'm around spirits, I'm around all kind of problems and troubles and trials and tribulations. It sure ain't gonna hurt me to be around God's people 6 hours a week. Now watch him. He give us authority. He give us power over every enemy, every demon, over all our enemies. Now let's take a look at this. We know there's two different powers. We understand in the scripture, and we've looked at it before, and we've seen this unfold before, but watch this just for a second of time till I get to something. The word in this text means authority, which is exousia, which is, there are two words that, here of this word power. Now I know you've been preached this before because I was here when Brother Donnie preached on it one time, so listen closely. And they have two different meanings, but I want to show you something. I'm going to get to something in just a minute. The first word, power, really is, now notice this, really authority. Then the second word actually means dunamis. Is that right? Now watch the difference here. I'm going to hurry through so I can get through this because I want to start something else. When you see a policeman standing in the middle of the road or wherever he is, he's directing traffic. Now Brother Bram says this, and he's standing there directing traffic. He don't have power to stop anything. That truck can run slap over him. He has no power whatsoever to stop anything. Is that right? But when he throws up his hand, he has authority. Now, Brother Bram says when he throws up his hand, he can stop. Everything has to come to a screeching halt. And he says, stop, blows that whistle. Why is that? Because the whole district of that city or that county that he's in, as they have given him authority to do that. And by giving that policeman authority to do that, now listen very closely, he has the authority to stop that. Is that right? When he says this or stop, and many of them hold their hand and holler stop, many of them blow the whistle. But notice, they can't stop that car within themselves. But the city or the mayor or who it is has given them authority, and they stand behind what he says. Then what about God giving you some authority? The authority that God's given you is greater than all the power of the enemy. He said, nothing shall hurt you. Remember, said, God gives you authority, not power. That's what he said. God gives you authority, not power. Is that right? But there's something, Brother Gene, that releases that authority. Something within us actually releases it. It's like a deacon in a church is what Brother Bram said is the what? The policeman. Now, Holy Ghost filled deacon, he has the authority. He has the authority that the church has given him, or the pastor has given him, They are, Brother Ben called it, the policemen of the church. So under the leadership of the Holy Ghost, what they say, the pastor stands behind. Under the Holy Ghost now, you know what I'm talking about. So because there is an authority that comes in that position. There's a certain amount of authority that comes in my position. There's a certain amount of authority that comes in each position. Is that right? Now notice, the treasurer don't have that. Notice what God was doing. He has no authority as far as the policeman of the church. Oh my. Oh God, to see what God has done. To notice this. The position that a deacon has in the church has all the authority to walk up and peck someone on the shoulder. If they are disturbing the service. Well, I'll get mad. How can you get mad? If he's got the right motive and attitude and everything is right with him and he does it according to the word, how can that person get mad? After all, y'all give him the authority. So if he taps somebody on the shoulder or gets your kids, you have no right to get mad at him. You have no right to get mad at him. Is that right? That's the way Brother Bam taught him now. He's a policeman of the church. I'm just laying this out now. That's what I want to look at, but I want to show you something. What your position as a believer, and that's what I want to tie in, gives you the authority over the power. Satan has the power.
That's right.
Brother Bam said he could do anything God could do but create. Right. He takes what God's created and perverts that. So he has the power to do that. He cannot create. He has no power to create, but he has power. And he gives the authority to his enemy or to his subjects or to his little demons and fleeing, these things of that nature. But notice, Brother Bram says, you have authority over his power. Because the words that you speak. And I got a quote in here to make your hair stand on your head. Jesus says, I beheld Satan as lightning falling from heaven. Now, this is not Jesus referring back. Listen closely. To the scripture when Satan was cast out. You understand that, right? He's not referring back to when Satan was cast out. Notice what he's doing now. Jesus isn't looking back, Brother David, to that. Oh my. But Jesus, at this point of in the scriptures here, he's looking forward. He's looking at what he's give. I'll give you the keys to the kingdom. Whatever you bind, I'll bind. Whatever you loose, I'll loose. We've been taught that so much in this message. We've been taught it in scripture so much through the prophet's message. We've been taught that and heard that so much it becomes too common to us. Amen. Do not let that become common to you, friends. Do not let that. You say, he's not talking to me. He's talking to you. Now watch this. Watch how Jesus brings the scriptures together. And this is beautiful. Brother Bram says, that was immediately after that Jesus gave his disciples power. You can go back to the other before this and read what he's talking about, what he's looking at this same subject. He said, of unclean spirits, they went out casting out devils. Sent them two by two. Oh my. Now notice this. Sent them two by two and he said, don't go to the Gentiles, but go rather to the lost sheep of Israel. And as you go forth, he says, preach them the kingdom of heaven, heal the sick, cast out devils, and so forth. They come back rejoicing happily. Now you that asked me this question knows where I'm at now. Come back happily rejoicing. He said, rejoice not because devils are subject unto you, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Now watch Brother Brown. He said, I beheld Satan falling from heaven as lightning. See the power? Oh, glory. See the power of that body moving forward? Jesus is not looking back to see Satan as he was kicked out in Ezekiel there, when Ezekiel speaks of it. He's not saying, I seen that. He's not looking back to that. But Brother Brown ties this in with the power of the body moving forward. My goodness. Showing we're not way back under in Pentecost no more. We're not way back under the days of justification only, or the days of sanctification, or the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Excuse me. We've come forward. Why is it that so many people are still looking back? We've got to go beyond the past. He said, see, that's the power of the body, the church, moving forward. He quotes the scripture of Luke 10:18. I see Satan coming as he's cast out his lightning. Now he's quoting the scripture here. But notice this. I want to show you something. And he says, that's the church. That's the power to the church moving forward. Had just upset the whole kingdom of Satan. Satan thought he had him when he put him on the cross. He said, I've got you now. Now there's nothing you can do. But don't notice what he tells Pilate. You have no power but what I give you. Pilate looks at him and tells him, I've got power to set you free or power to kill you. Jesus said, you have no power but what I give you. Then if he give that one, look at the power that he give Pilate. He said, you have none but what I give you. So what he had, Jesus gave him. Why did he give it to him? Because it was his time to go then. He knew by him going, a corn of wheat falling in the ground, if it doesn't die, it abideth alone. But I will lay my life down so I can give every one of you the keys. Notice this. Brother said, that's the body moving forward. He just upset the whole kingdom of Satan, see? He saw him as he dropped from his palace. He said, because God had given the power again to his body. He beheld him falling as lightning from the heaven. He was cast plumb out of the holy places and everything, you see, by the power of those. I'm just reading what he said. You take it up with him. I'm going to read exactly what he said. He said he saw him cast out, falling as lightning from heaven. He was cast out from his holy places, everything, you see, by the power of those of the body. That's what he said. I didn't make it up. By the power of that church, of him giving them. He said, Jesus said, I give you power over unclean spirits. He said, and that really upset the kingdom of Satan. Oh, what could we do with that today? You said, but that was in Brother Brown's day now. Well, that's good and fine. That's all right. I'm not going to argue the fact. But I'm not living in Brother Brown's day now. I'm living in God's day. You said, well, that's all right that he gave it to Brother Branham. But I just don't know where he gave it to me or not. Well, then you just take yourself out of the body then. And see, you'd get mad at me if I told you you wasn't the body. You'd get mad at Brother Donnie if he looks up there and tells you you ain't the body. But you don't have no problem taking yourself out of the body. Because when you don't believe he's talking to you, you know what you done? You took yourself out of the body. You're actually saying, well, that's not for me. I'm not part of the body. Now, if you're part of the body, he's placing this on you.
Right, amen, sir.
You mean to tell me, Brother Tim, I have authority? Yes, you do. Now, I know there's not a lot of preachers in this message that are going to tell you that. Because after all, we are waiting for Brother Bram to come back to do it for us. Come on, church. You know, after all, there are a big group of people around this message that believe in Brother Bram's going to come back and do it for them. He's got to come back and get us ready. That don't even line with what the word says. Well, I got quote. How many quotes? Okay, how many quotes you got? You know, there still are quite a few people that don't believe John 12 is for the body. Oh, I wish I had my scriptures on that. It's hard to believe, you know, St. John, I forget the scripture I'm hunting for, it's in my mind right now. Oh, that's the body. We know that that's the body. That's fine. Our St. John 12 is for the body. We understand. But St. John 14 and 12? No. Only Brother Branham. You know there's a big, wide range of group of people in this message that believe that? Now, when you teach your church that you are not St. John 14, 12, if I've got my scriptures right, then what are you teaching the church? What are you teaching the congregation? You're taking the power from them. I'm just going to turn there and read it. It's all right. It's just now, 10 out of 8. My goodness. Now notice this. St. John 14. Verily, verily, I say unto you, that he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than this shall he do, because I go to the Father. Whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, and that the Father may glorify in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. You know how many people in this message are taught that's only Brother Branham? And you tell me what they're doing to the congregation. I'll tell you why there's so many sick people in this message. In my opinion, if you're even going to teach garbage like that, you're taking something that God give these people. God rightfully give the people. Brother Bam said, these people said, God's body, when he gave it to Adam and Adam lost it, he said he'll give it right. He said, we will be restored. Everything that Adam lost will be right back again. But David, is that true or not? So now we take it from the people, but yet we'll have a healing line. Does that sound like that's contradicting to you? I asked one down there where I live one time. I said, what do you believe in healing for? Well, we can't do nothing that he comes back and does it for us. You believe that? You deserve to be sick. You deserve to be sick. But I'm here to tell you, you don't have to be sick. I'm here to tell you, you don't have to have problems. And when you do have a problem, there's a conqueror inside of you. When you do have a problem, there's a seed of power inside of you to bring you from that problem. I'm here to tell you, you can be delivered. I'm here to tell you, there ain't nothing can hold you. Notice this. He said, see the power of the church? Moving forward, he's upset the whole kingdom of Satan. He saw him drop from his palaces because God had given him power, given the power to the church. He beheld, talking of Jesus, he beheld him falling as lightning from the heaven. He was cast into the holy places, out of the holy places, and everything you see by the power of those that by the power of that he gave the church of them having power.
Amen.
Who having power? Brother Branham? No. That ain't what he said. He said by the power that he give to the body. So you mean you have a position in this when Jesus saw Satan fall as lightning from the heaven? You mean you play a big part in that? Oh, listen friends, you are very important to God. You play a big, big picture in this great big thing with God. Don't let nobody or the devil tell you no different. By the authority of the believer, Satan is actually cast down. Now notice the Bible says, Sister Janet, he's the accuser of who? The brethren. He's the accuser of the brethren. Oh, let me. I'm gonna skip a bunch of this because I want to get to a certain point right here for something else in the morning. But I want you to watch this very closely. Now notice where the enemy came to when we was in the garden. He comes straight to Eve. Is that right? Adam actually stepped off of the pinnacle that he was on. Is that right? The Bible says Adam was not deceived. Eve was deceived. Is that right? Adam loved her so much. And notice this. Oh, this is so beautiful. Notice this. Brother Bram said Adam had the power, the authority of the power. He said he could name the animals. He could do anything like that. Is that right? Brother Bram said that same thing will be restored back to the body. Is that right? Adam stepped off of his pinnacle, so to speak. When Eve done what she did, God could have killed her and had just reason to do so. But by Adam being in the image of God, God building up his image, Brother David. Building up the image that he was, look, that he had in his mind. He built him up and Adam stood there and Eve had done fell. Adam could have said, kill her. Give me another one. But he didn't. He didn't. Adam said, no, I don't want you to do that, Lord. He said, I love her so much. So he steps down. Because of the love he had for her. Oh, glory. Then what about you and I? When we come into the world speaking lies, shaped in iniquity. But God now, Brother David, steps down, Brother Bam says, because of the love he had for the body. What was it? That was his image. He knew that one day you and I, why do you think when Satan take him up on the mountain and he says, if you'll bow down, fall before me, prosper, I will give you this and I will give you that and I will give you this. Jesus said no. Because Jesus already knew he was already going to fall heir to it. Then put the body in that position. Jesus knew that the body would fall heir to it. Amen. He knew he was erecting an image. Amen. What was it when Caleb, notice this when I left this while ago, when Caleb wanted that mountain, and he tells in the scripture, give me this mountain.
Right. Amen.
And after the battle, he goes back to that mountain, Brother David. He didn't go choose another one. He didn't go pick another one. He goes back to the same one and says, I want this and God gave me this and I want this. Wouldn't it have been a lot easier for him to go choose another mountain?
It would have been, but he didn't want
it. Wouldn't it have been a lot easier for him to just go over here and say, well, I'm not going to bother y'all. Y'all can have this. I know God gave it to me. But I really don't want to fight for it. If you don't mind, enemy, I'll take this and if you'll leave me alone. Caleb goes back to the same mountain. And on that mountain, there was a battle before him. The Bible says there was five kings on that mountain.
And he knew he'd have to fight all of them kings to get that mountain. But he goes back to the one God gave him. Why? Because there was something in Caleb. Something was in Joshua. They knew they were part of that body that God was bringing up even in the Old Testament. We know they all went down in the grave. We realize that. Glory to God. Remember I said we're coming to a time where the body of Christ, the believers, the bride, will be co-equal with God. You mean I'll be co-equal with God, the king? I got to try to find a place to stop. And notice when this woman was deceived, and we know she was a byproduct of the creation, we realize that, but she still come from who? Listen, when she, here's what we miss all the time. When she came, God put her down to sleep, took a rib out of him, made a woman, done, Brother Mom said he'd done a surgery on him, put him back, woke him back up, sewed him up, woke him back up, said it wasn't even a scar. You say, but Tim, she's a byproduct. Did she not come from that image? Oh, we always apt to throw Eve away.
Oh, yeah.
We always want to throw Eve away, don't we? What about you? God didn't throw you away. Oh, we Methodist preachers love to throw Eve away. Bless God, I'd have killed her. I'd have got me a nut, and that's because you got a lust demon on you. Bless God, give me another one. That's where people are in this message. What if God done that about me and you? What if God looked at me and said, he ain't no count. He's going to make 25 million mistakes in his life. He can't do me no good. What if God would have looked at me and said that? What if God would have looked at you, Brother Tim, and said, he ain't going to be no good in this life. He's going to make all kind of mistakes. And what if God just booted you to a side? Oh, we change our picture now, don't we? Our tune. I ain't never understood why people wants to throw Eve away and said, I'd have got me a nothing. Brother Mount said, Adam loved Eve so much. He was willing to die for her. And notice, even though she was a byproduct, she still come from the very image of Adam. You tell me where Adam came from. Well, bless God, this sack of Eve won't fall. Hold on. You need to go read all them quotes I read then. Boy, y'all quiet now. It is in the quotes. I'm not lying to you. Bless God, this sack of Eve won't fall. That ain't what your prophet said. Your prophet never said you and I wouldn't fall. But you know how many times I've heard preachers quote that this sack of Eve won't fall? But that don't line with what he said. Listen, friends, we'll fall. But there's grace there to pick us up. If we live another 50 years, each one of us live another 50 years, how many mistakes are we going to make then? That does not take the authority away from you. Only thing that takes the authority away from you, if you deny this word. You deny that you're part of the body. If you're part of the body, listen, God gave you that, friends. That's your God-given right. We holler a God-given right to America, and we got this right, and we got the Constitution. What about God's Constitution? We'll fight for America. Will you fight for God? Huh? Glory! Hallelujah! Notice this right here. Let me show you something. I'm closing. My voice is about to give out anyway. Oh, this is so wonderful. Jesus said in the 19th verse, Behold, I give unto you power. The word behold means, listen now, to look or to take hold of. To look, oh my, or to take hold of. That means you take a hold of whatever the situation, whatever the problem, whatever the sickness, whatever the disease, you. The word behold. Now, Brother Branham, I just read you a quote where Brother Branham says, he says, Satan was cast out by the body.
That's right.
I read you the quote. Right there it is.
Come on.
He preached that and said that in thy house. But notice this. Behold, I give unto you power to look or to take a hold of. In other words, to take a hold. I've got power to take a hold of this. It's mine. Because when they put it up on that desk, they gave me power to take this within my grasp, my grip. Behold, I give you. Brother Louis was saying, Brother Tim, behold, I give you this. Now, I can do with it what I want. I can throw it away, I can pour it out, or I can drink it. But I've got the power to do this. When Jesus looked at these guys, he said, behold, I give you a power. He says, that's to look or to take a hold of. That means to take a hold of every problem, every situation. Behold, I give you jurisdiction. If a person, Brother David, come on your land, just pulled up one night, got out of his truck and car, put a tent up and said, we're going to squat right here and live. I'm going to set up housekeeping right here. What about the owner? Well, I don't care what the owner says. I'm going to take it. You got all the jurisdiction to throw him off. Why? Because you purchased it. Then when God said, behold, I give unto you. Does not he have all jurisdiction to give that to you? Because he purchased every single one of you. So he can give you authority. He can give you anything he wants to. He has the ability to give you anything he wants to. Now let me give you a few scriptures. Oh, this is beautiful. I'm closing. I'm going to give you a few scriptures. I'm skipping a lot. So put the pieces together now because I really wanted to get to this right here. And time and my throat ain't going to let me get there. But notice this right here. Look at the word behold just for a second. The force, I want you to watch the force, the wind, or the power that's behind this word. You say, oh, Brother Tim, it's just a word, behold. No. There's something behind it. I want you to watch the force behind this. Romans 8:31 says, if God be for us, for me, who can be against us? Now notice this. That means to take a hold of the fact. It's a fact. God said that.
Yeah.
To take a hold of the fact. Isaiah 54:14. No weapon that is formed against me can prosper. Now watch him. To take a hold of the fact. Psalms 91:10. No evil will befall me. No plague shall come under thy dwelling. To take a hold of the fact. Psalms 91:7. 1,000 shall fall at thy side. 10,000 at thy right side. But it shall not come unto thee. To take a hold of the fact, Deuteronomy 28:13, he shall make you the head, not the tail. To take a hold of the fact, Luke 10:19, I give you authority. Now, is that not your position in Christ? What is God doing? He's restoring back to what was took. But I said, God says, he said jurisdiction authority over this earth for 6,000, 7,000 years. He said, it's high time God takes it back. How is God taking it back? Through you. Brother tells us in one place, he said, Jesus defeated Satan on Calvary. He said, you'll defeat him now. He said, Jesus defeats Satan in you. He said, through you,
This is how Jesus defeats Satan in the hour we live in. Why? Because he give you the keys. It's time for you and I to take a hold of the fact. Behold, I give you power. Behold, I give you a jurisdiction. Behold, I give you power to tread on serpents. Don't go home sick. Don't go home sick tonight. Satan's a liar, friends. Satan's a liar. You do not have to go home sick. You do not have to go home with problems. Let me read something to you. Real quick. Brother said, how do you do, sir? Do you believe with all your heart that the gospel that I am preaching to you of the Lord Jesus Christ is the truth? You do, sir? He nods his head. That's the way to believe it. Brother Bram says, by your words you're condemned. By your words you're saved. By your words you're condemned. Or by your words you're saved. By your words you can leave well, or by your words you can leave sick. Well, Tim, I got a problem in my life. Okay, what you got? God's bigger than the problem.
Sure he is.
God's bigger than all of our problems. He says, by your words, by the words that you say. That's the authority that behind what you say, friends. By your words you're condemned. By your words you're saved. When you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you testify Him before men, He will confess you before the Father and all the angels. Quote after quote after quote. For you. Scripture after scripture after scripture. For you. And it's all yours. Let's stand together. Let's stand together. Give him a hand clap of praise tonight. It's all yours. Brother Bam says, he said, ministers, there's where we fail. There's where the church falls. He says, this revival that we had. Great campaign started across the country. Well, he said we had the enemy on the run. My. He said we should have kept him on the run. But the thing of it is, we've got to go. He said we go off on our tantrums and so forth. Oh. He said the big sprees of the buildings and making this and trying to bigger build our group more. He said, there we come, separating ourselves from the Word. He said, taking this or that or the other, building up some more of these organizations, starting something else. He said, that's the way it always goes. That's the way it was in the days of Luther, Wesley, Moody's, Sankey, Finney, Knox, Calvin, all the way down. He said, it's been that same way. They got their eyes off of the revival and they got it onto what they could do for themselves. They got their eyes off of the revival and got it on what they could do for themselves. Don't let that be us. Whatever we do, don't let that be us. Let's don't get our eyes off of this word. You and I live by this word. We live by this word. We come to this place of worship by this word. I just read a quote this week. Brother Harry, Brother Bam says, he said, he equipped you. We find quote after quote where he said, everything you needed, he quit and you put it in you before the foundation of the world. He said, everything in you. He said, even the rapture's in you. Brother Bam says, I know you've read this quote probably before. Brother Bam says, and he'll use every bit of the equipment he put in you. You mean he's going to use what he give me? Little old Tim Burdett from South Carolina.
Can't even talk plain. Can't do nothing right. Can't make mistakes. Do this, do that. You mean it's going to use me? The devil says no, but God says yeah. Remember, I said God will use every bit of the equipment he put in you. So he uses the word that's in you to fight the devil. By your words. Whatever you ask for. Now, Brother Tim, wait a minute now. You're getting a little bit out of hand, you know. Now, Brother Tim, be real careful. Don't cross the line of blasphemy now. We know Brother Brown's not here now. Be real careful. But God is. God is here. You said, Brother Tim, how you know? Because he said he would. He said, where two or three are gathered in my name, I will be there. And with all these people, I know there's at least two or three. There's more than that. Just think what God could do for you. My goodness, we could tear this church down. Y'all have to build a new one. If God would just come down and breathe through, walk the aisles, walk over pew, in and out. Just in and out. God come down to my church the other day and was breathing. He breathed down the aisle, come across this aisle, back up this aisle back there. I hadn't seen it like that in a long time. He come through, Brother David. He come down that aisle over here. Started praying for people. I'm talking about the power of God just hitting them like it right there. Our Brother Tim, that's Pentecost. No, it's not Pentecost. I'm of true Pentecost. See, I remember the days when they fell out on the floor under the power of the Spirit of God. And I know we don't believe those things anymore. But I do. I've seen them laying in my church floor recently. Power of God hitting them, just falling. When God just breathed and walked down the aisles. Just laying hands on the people like right there. This. People, I mean, just worshiping. I'm crying. Come too late, Sister Janet. Tell me God ain't real. I know he is. I know he is. Please pray for Brother Calvin Ward. They admitted him to the hospital. Don't know what's wrong. Y'all might know, but I don't. But God does. God still knows. Whatever the problem is, situation, God can fix. Do you believe he's God tonight? What I want to ask you a question. Do you believe he's God in you? We know he's God of the earth. We understand he's God of the universe. We understand he's God. He created all. We know Satan is God of the evil age. I'm not talking about that. And we know he's God. But do you really believe he's God in you? That what you say. Mark 11:22-23-24. When you say unto this mountain. And do not doubt in your heart. It shall be done. Here's a brother needing you tonight. How many people in this building on this one aisle needs people on this aisle? How many on this aisle needs them on this aisle? How many here needs on this aisle and this aisle back and forth? How many of each one of you need this other person? That, you know, we really don't realize this, Brother David. We don't realize how important the body is. How important the body is. I'm a firm preacher, a firm believer, and I preach on the image of God and the body of God. That's my ministry. I preach on it all the time. Because I believe that's where God's brought us to. And each one of you have needs in your life. Brother Calvin has a need. Now it's time for us to go forth for him and for each one of you. You believe that tonight? You believe that with all your heart? Will you pray as we bow our heads and pray for him? Would you pray that God would just come down in a mighty way, wherever he may be, and just touch his body? Whatever the problem is, I don't know. So you might know, I don't know, but God does. Not only for him, pray for each other standing in this building tonight. Those that are sick, those that have needs of this or whatever it is. Friends, I've seen God heal so many times. I mean, I've watched God heal so many times. I don't think I've been here since the story that I have just before we go into prayer, maybe to build your faith a little bit. If you'd allow me to tell you this, I don't think I've been here since this happened. There's a young girl, 20 years old. She didn't go to my church. She had some family, distant family, elder people that went to my church. And this girl's 20 years old. She got pregnant, had a baby. During the pregnancy, something happened in the blood. She had the baby. The baby was fine. She went home for about 2 weeks, and some kind of disorder in her blood swept through her body. Put her back in the hospital. I've never met the girl, didn't know her. All I know, she was 20 years old, and the lady said, pray for so-and-so. Says she's having some problems. So the church just prayed, you know, and then she got put in the hospital. She had major strokes. 20 years old. She started eating her body from her foot up. So they had to go in here and cut this leg off right here. 20 years old. Cut this leg off. Because it was eating up her leg and just eating her body up. Whatever the blood disorder was. Couldn't figure it out, Brother Harry. So she's done had her leg cut off. She's done had a major stroke. And she's drawled, Brother David. I'm going to tell you, it broke me all to pieces, man. Jesus talked about having compassion. My, if you can have compassion, you can see the work of God work. So I had another person I needed to go see in the hospital. Another member of that went to my church. So I said, well, I'm gonna go see this on Monday night. She'd been in for 2 to 3 weeks. The baby was at home. She's on life support. They didn't call the family and said she probably will not come from the hospital. Tubes everywhere. And I hadn't seen her at this time. I'm just telling what I was told. So I go up there on a Monday night, me and the wife, I said, I'm going to go see this other lady because she went to my church and I was going to pray with her. And I'm walking down the hall of Ann Med Hospital and someone says, go pray for that girl. I says, my, I don't even know her name. I had no idea who she was. All I knew, she was 20 years old. I looked at my wife, I said, I need to go pray for that girl. She says, well, how are you going to find her? You don't even know who she is. So I grab my phone out and I call this person. I says, what's this girl's name? And they told me her name. I said, okay. They said, where are you at? I said, I'm at the hospital. They says, well, did somebody call you up here to pray for her? I says, no. I said, I just felt led. I need to go pray for her. And she says, oh, glory to God. She says, well, let me know. So I hung the phone up. So I go down this. I go up to the 7th floor it was. And I walk up to this window and I says, I need to see this lady, so-and-so. She's 20 years old. I said, her name is this. I can't think of her name right now. They says, let me call. So she says, yes, there's somebody up here. It says he's a minister. He's here to pray for this girl. Can he go pray? She's in, you got to go through these double doors. And I heard a nurse. She says, no, he ain't going back there to pray for her. I says, my goodness, boy, I done disturbed a rattlesnake nest. I'm standing there and I said, I'm looking at this lady behind the desk. I said, two months ago is when this happened. I says, I've got to pray for this girl. She says, you ain't going to pray for that girl. I looked at my wife. She looked at me. I says, what am I going to do now? I said, if I take off running through the doors, I have security on me. And I just stepped back from the window and I stood there and I put my head down. She says, she said, her family's back yonder if you want to go back there and talk to them. She said, but you can't go pray for her. I said, okay, I'll go do that. So I walk up and here's a whole room. I ain't never met none of them, Brother Daniel. I didn't have no idea who these people was. None of them's never been to my church. I walk up and they're all here crying. You know, they didn't give this little 20-year-old girl up to die. She didn't cut her leg off. I mean, she's in a mess, man. I still hadn't seen her. I walk up and they just look at me like, who are you? Because they didn't know me. They hadn't called me to come up there. I said, I'm Timothy Burdett. I said, I'm a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And they look at me. I says, I'm here to pray for her. I called her name. They says, anybody call? No. I said, all I know is I need to pray for this girl. The nurse that told that woman no, sitting right there, and I didn't know who it was. She looks up at me. She says, I said, well, I went to the window. I said, but they won't let me back here. And that woman looks up. She said, yeah, that was me. You ain't going to pray for her. And I look down at her. She's sitting down. I'm looking down at her. My wife's standing behind me. And all her family, mama, daddy, and all of them standing there. And she looks at me and she says, you ain't going to pray for her. I said, ma'am, you don't understand. I said, I need to pray for this girl. Well, you can't go back her. I look over to mama. I says, I need to pray for your daughter. She looks at the nurse. Nurse says, you can't go back her. I said, I am a member of the body of Jesus Christ. I said, I'm a preacher. I says, and I've got to pray for her. She dropped her head. She said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do, preacher. You can walk back there real easy. And you step in the room. She says, and when you step in the room, don't touch her. Don't pray out loud. You just silently pray. First mistake. I didn't tell her I was Pentecost. I didn't tell her I was Pentecost. And the grandmother's over here. She said, come on, sir, I'll walk you back. And we're walking down the aisle. And they open this door. And this 20-year-old girl, I'm going to tell you, you teenagers and 20 and 25-year-olds in here, wow, be thankful. This girl, Harry, brother, is drawled every which way she can be drawled at 20 years old. Her foot, her legs cut off above the knee. There's tubes in her like I don't know what. Can't breathe. Then give her up to die. Buddy, when I seen that, Brother Leniel, I broke up. Tears started running down my cheeks. Now, Grandmom was looking at me, and I don't know these people. And I looked down at her, and she's just, and then you can see that thing, you know, says, and you know, it's breathing far and all this. And she looked so pitiful. And I go up to the bed, and that woman standing beside me. I take my hand and I put it upon that girl's shoulder. You're supposed to do this. I said, it'll be all right. I looked at that lady. I said, bow your head. She bowed her head. I started praying. I got louder and louder and louder. And I'm thinking in my mind, I'm hearing this lady telling me, don't pray loud, don't touch her, don't do this. She's in a deep coma. She wakes up. It'll be awful. She'll be going crazy. I mean, she's done. This girl is gone. But I didn't got in the mode then. All I could hear is God told me to pray for her. And I laid my hand. I began to pray. When I got through, that lady beside me was bawling like I've never heard in my life. Now, this girl, they are Church of God people. So their style is like us, you know, far as Church of God, you know, Pentecostal style. They attend church regular, denominational style. Not one person from their church, the pastor, none of them has not been up there to see this girl. So they're pretty upset with their pastor. So I go up there and I pray and all this happens. And I'm standing there beside this and I take my hand off her and I step back. And woman's just a-crying. And she's just a-crying, and I say, and I'm just a-crying, and I says, I appreciate it. So I put my arm on that elder lady's shoulder. I said, come on. And we walk out, and we're walking down the hall, and she's just a-sniffing and crying. And I says, don't worry. I said, she'll be all right. And she's crying, Brother David, like I'd never heard, man. Nurse is walking down the hall wondering what's going on. And I got my arm on her shoulder. No, she's an elder lady, and I'm just trying to comfort her. I said, it'd be all right. I said, if you'll believe, I said, you watch what'll happen. I go out. I just go out and leave. That was on Monday night. 4 days later, she's at home. 4 days. She woke up saying, I'm hungry. Now, I had nothing to do with that. And here's where preachers make their mistakes, Brother Harry. when they think they done it.
But I've got enough sense to know I didn't have nothing to do with it.
Jesus said, by your words, I felt the lead. I went and the words came forth. The lady comes back and she tells her family. They come and call me and tell me later they won't come visit my church. And she tells the mom and the daddy and all this. She says, I don't know who that little preacher was. Said, but I've never heard a prayer like that in my life. Now, that wasn't me. I'm telling you. I tell you now, I don't know how to pray. I'm like Brother Branham. I put a note on a tree. I really don't. Well, Harry, if he don't come, I'm in trouble. That lady says, I have never heard nothing like that in my life. Well, David, I thought it was just a prayer. But she heard something totally different. 4 days, she's sitting at home. And she's still at home doing well.
To God be the glory.
Amen. To God be the glory. Maybe that'll help you build your faith. That wasn't me, friends. I can't do that. But I serve a God that can. That's why you can't tell me God don't work. That I've seen my God work like that many, many, numerous times. I've seen tumors fall off of people's feet in my own church while I'm preaching. I've seen them fall off nuts. So don't tell me God don't work. She needed something, God delivered it to her. This brother needs something, and God will use you to deliver what this brother needs or what each other needs. Will you believe that tonight? Will you believe that with all your heart tonight as we hold this brother up to the Lord Jesus Christ? Would you believe and pray with all your heart? And if there's any needs in the church, we'll pray for you. Brother David's here. Brother Gene's here. Any other ministers are here. They'll be glad to pray with you. If you need something. Friends, let me tell you something. These guys, that's true ministers of the gospel. They're here to help you. You're here to help each other. You believe that? With all your heart. Let's pray for Brother Calvin and pray for each other, whatever you have need of. Heavenly Father, Lord, we humble down before you tonight, God, as the word has come forth. I hear you prophets say, Lord, time and again. He says, if thou canst believe during the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ, he says, you'll be healed, whatever you have need of, right there in your seats. God, I holding a piece of paper within my hands, Lord, with a brother's name on it that's been admitted to the hospital, Lord. God, I don't know the problem. I don't know the situation. But Lord, I know I serve a God that has everything under control. Mighty God, I ask you tonight, God, that we'd have compassion, Lord, over this brother, Lord. And even over the ones that's here, Lord, with their hands lifted, praying for each other, praying for this brother on this paper here, Lord. And Father God, meet the needs of him tonight, God. Lord, go to the hospital room wherever he may be laying, Lord. May God the power of the Holy Ghost, Lord. You said, I give unto you power. I give unto you the body of Jesus Christ. I give unto thee, he says, that when you pray, don't doubt in thine heart what thou ask for will be done. God, here we stand in the gap tonight, as I hear Brother Branham say it many times, standing for this brother here. Standing, God, that you would heal his body, Lord. Whatever, Lord, of the affliction that would be upon him, God, you're a healer of it, Lord. I pray, God, that you would hear our words tonight, God. I pray that, Lord, as the body of Christ tonight is speaking, Lord, words of faith right now, Lord, that any other problems, Lord, people in the church here, Lord, that they need something, if they're afflicted, sickness, whatever it is, God, would you meet their needs also, Lord? Would you go with them, Lord? Walk the aisles of this congregation tonight, Lord. Walk down the aisles in every pew of Happy Valley tonight, God, and speak to every soul, speak to every heart, God. May Lord Jesus Christ come, Lord, and breathe upon every person, Lord. Breathe upon this brother Calvin here, Lord. Lord, may you come in such a way, Father, that when we leave this building tonight, God, we would each one say, it's been good to be in the house of the Lord Jesus Christ. May every one of us say, God, our heart is burning on the inside as he came and spoke to us, not me, Father, but Jesus Christ, Lord. We believe that you're here, Lord. We love you tonight, God. Thank you for your word that's come forth, Lord. I pray, God, that you would just
to speak to your people tonight, God. May each one, God, find their position if they haven't already, God. May the young people find their position if they haven't already. Each one of us, God, in this building tonight, God, may we take a hold of the power of God, Lord. May we feel that pull, Lord, that's pulling us, Lord. May we take a hold of it, God. Lord, we love you for it and we thank you for it, Lord. Lord, search every heart tonight, God. Use us for thy glory, Father. Use each one of us, Lord, to show that we are that body of Jesus Christ. Grant it, Lord, we pray. We love you tonight, God. We thank you for the word. We thank you for the time you've allowed us to come, Lord, and hear the singing, Lord, at the start of the service, Lord, the word as it come forth, Lord. Oh, how we appreciate you tonight, God. Bless everyone, Lord, we pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, God, hear our prayer, God, we pray. In Jesus' name. And the body can say,
amen.
Do you love him tonight?
Amen.
Give Jesus Christ a hand clap of praise, friends. He's real. He's real. How many believes he's real? Got G, buddy. Oh, my God is real. He's real in my soul. Glory. Well, my God is real, for he has a wife.
It's like pure gold. My God is real, for I can feel him in my soul. Oh, my God is real. He's real in my soul. Is real, for he has washed and made me whole. His love for me is like pure gold. My God is real, for I can feel him in my soul. My God is real. He's real in my soul. My God is real, for he's as was and made me whole. His love for me is like real in my soul. My God is real, for he has washed and made me whole. His love for me is like pure gold. My God is real, for I can feel him in my soul. Oh yes, my God is real. He's real in my soul. My God is real, for he has was and made me whole. His love
He's real. My God is real. For he has washed and made me whole. His love for me is like a gold. My God is real. For I can feel him in my soul.
to depart. Oh, if the word could be born in Mary, then I believe it can be born in you and me. And she kept it this word, never one time.
the house of God, friends. Satan has been defeated. Satan has been defeated. He's a liar. He's a cheat. He's a crook.
Every one of you that come up here and has hands laid on you, or it's me and these precious brothers here laying hands upon you. If you'll believe and don't doubt in your heart, you'll receive everything you have need of. I don't care what it is. He's God. He knows what you need. He created this body. He knows how to take care of this body. He just wants us to ask Him. Sister Janet, He just wants us to ask Him. Brother Bab said, they come to Him and said, Brother Bab, God knows what I need. I shouldn't have to ask Him. He said, He wants to hear you. Lord, I need this. Lord, I need this in my life, Lord. Brother Jack, and then everyone will be touched. Do you believe it tonight, friends? You believe that word's real? That word's living in each one of you. Thou canst believe. God's good, ain't you, friends? He's wonderful, ain't He? My, my, my. I could be in service all night like this. I don't even know I got a voice problem when I feel like this. Oh, don't you love Him, Prince? Look how mindful He is. Look how mindful He is of you. Just because you're His body. Oh, He's gracious to us, Heavenly Father. Lord, You're so good to us, Lord. You're so wonderful, Lord Jesus. God, we just asked You, Lord, and we just want to thank You, Lord, for coming in the service tonight, Lord. And we ask, God, that every person that had hands laid upon, they'd have faith and believe tonight. God, I pray, God, that there would not be one person to leave this building that don't have the faith they need, Lord. Heal their sickness, Lord, whatever it is. Those that maybe didn't need to come in the line, but maybe, Lord, maybe they had their hands raised, whatever it would be. I pray You'd walk the aisles, God, and ease over to their pew, Father, and their bench. Whisper in their ear, Father, how much You love them. Whisper in each ear, Father, how much You really appreciate them, Lord. I know they love You, Lord. Build their faith tonight, God. May their words, God, when they speak, may it be positive. May it not be no negative words, God, come out of their mouth. Mine, any of us. Brother Bam said, stay positive. Say, Brother Tim, it looks like it's not going the way I wanted it. Be positive. Don't say nothing negative, see. Just be positive. And every day, Father, I pray that You encourage each one of them. Bring us back in the morning, Lord, 11 o'clock. Speak to our hearts, Lord. Speak to every heart here once again. We believe, Lord, it's a fresh new word every day. As the eagle flies down to find fresh manna every single day. Oh, glory to God. I could shout on that. He flies down and He'll find new manna, fresh. Thank You for it, Lord. God, You've not given us something that's stale. You've not given us something that's, Lord, corrupt. God, You've given us Your mercy and Your grace tonight. I pray that You'd be with these people, Lord. Our brother, Lord, this went to the hospital. God, may You hear our prayer for him. May You touch him, Father, we ask. And we have faith and believe it, Lord. Each one, God, I pray that You would just be with tonight. Take them home safe to their prospective places. Watch over them, lead them, guide them. Keep them safe, Lord. Our children, our young people. God, may if ain't person here, God got the Holy Ghost. Lord, let them run to this altar. God, we'll stay here all night if we have to see one soul get the Holy Ghost. I'd stay in this pulpit and these people, these brothers will stay all night for one person to receive the Holy Ghost if somebody don't have it. That's how much it means to us, Lord. I know it means this much to them, but may You just search every heart. Be with them. Keep them safe, Father. Till we meet You in the morning again, Lord, may You come in the service, we pray. In Jesus' name. And the bride can say,
amen.
He's good to us, ain't He?
Yeah.
Oh, let's give Him a great hand clap of praise. Amen. As you leave tonight, pray for each other. Be positive.
Yes.
Everything will be all right. Listen, I told you that
little testimony, not to make me something. Don't look at me. I'm telling you. I told you that to help build your faith. To let you know there is God moving in different places. Sister Janet, I had nothing to do with it. God just used my voice to say it. It was God doing it all. Brother David, help me never, God, to take credit for anything God has done. And that's where we make a lot of mistakes. But God help us. Ain't he wonderful? Yeah. As you leave tonight, let's sing that song, Brother Harry. Oh, take the name of Jesus with you, child of sorrow and the war. Shake hands, little bride. It will joy come forgive. Take him everywhere. Oh, hallelujah, precious name. Ain't he wonderful? Ain't he sweet?